Fear of sex spoils the pleasure of being touched. Abraham, I'd like to read to you some questions that people have asked you. These are real-life examples that are happening with people, and I'd like to hear your responses relative to the laws and the processes that you've been teaching us. A young woman says, "My mother and I are both uncomfortable with sex. We don't like hearing about it, reading about it, seeing it on television, or participating in it. I guess as a result of my mother's strong negative feelings about sex, I now have fear any time my mate even touches me that it might turn to having sex. I want a good marriage, but how can I enjoy the sensual part or the touching part without this fear that it'll push on into the sexual part?"
Most anyone reading or hearing the perspective of this woman would have a strong reaction to her words. Some would feel sorry for her husband to have a wife who is so repulsed by the idea of sexual interaction, while others would identify with her feeling about it. If this woman is married to someone who feels differently about the sexual experience than she does, then one of them will always be uncomfortable regarding the subject. The most important thing that we want you to understand, and it's usually the most difficult thing for most people to understand, is that this conversation, and ultimately this solution, is not about the action of sexuality, for there is no rule about right and wrong sexual behavior. A strong pattern of negative emotion attached to a specific subject means that the thoughts you have chronically activated about that subject strongly disagree with the perspective of your source. For example, if as a young girl, you felt strong disapproval projected toward you in response to your words or behavior regarding the subject, you most likely have concluded that you were inappropriate to be offering those words or that behavior or even those thoughts. You called the empty feeling guilt, and you accepted it as evidence of your wrongdoing or wrong speaking or wrong thinking. But the guidance that your emotional guidance system was offering was very different from that. Your feeling of guilt was, instead, a simple indicator that your conclusion about your inappropriateness was a very different opinion from the source within you. In other words, you were condemning you, and your source was not. There is nothing that you innately want more than to recognize your own value and goodness. And when you harbor chronic thoughts that disallow that, you feel bad. If you have decided that a particular behavior is wrong, you will always feel worse if you perform it. If you've decided that a particular behavior is good, you will always feel better if you perform it. But your life becomes very complicated as you try to sort that out through putting behaviors in categories of right and wrong, of good and bad. For example, if you believe that a good wife is one who tries to cooperate with her husband, you would feel bad by not yielding to his sexual desires. If you believe that sexual interaction is wrong, then yielding to your husband's sexual desires would also feel bad. So whether you say yes or no to his request, you feel bad. It is an impossible thing for you to sort out, and so in time, you decide that his sexual desires are inappropriate. But we want you to understand that none of these emotions that you've been feeling have anything to do with the rightness or the wrongness of his request or behavior. Your emotions are always and only about whether your thoughts about a subject align with the thoughts of your inner being. And when you decide you are inappropriate, you are always out of alignment with your source. When you decide that your husband is inappropriate, you are always out of alignment with your source. If you decide that your mother was wrong to influence you on the subject of sexuality, you are out of alignment with source. Let us say that through the life experience that you have lived, you have decided that you do not want to participate in a particular activity, sexual or otherwise. And let us also say that you spend no time thinking about what you do not want regarding the subject, so there's no active vibration within you about it. Under those conditions, the powerful law of attraction would bring you to a partner who is in complete agreement with you, and you would have no struggle in living your compatible life. Now let's say that through the life that you have lived, you've decided that you do not want to participate in a particular activity. You made that decision when you were young. In fact, you learned it from your mother, whom you trusted. This feels like an important decision to you. You read books about it. You counsel about it. You are very, very clear about what you do not want, and you justify that decision often. In this situation, it would not be possible for the law of attraction to bring you a partner who agrees with you because the vibration that you predominantly offer on this topic does not agree with your own decision. So you would attract partners who ask or demand of you the exact opposite of what you have decided that you want. It is not our desire to guide you toward or away from sexual activity. But we do want you to understand that this is another case where you cannot get there from there. You cannot continue to offer a vibration that consists mostly of what you do not want and get what you do want. And we also would like you to understand that when you pay attention to the way you feel and deliberately choose more thoughts that feel good while you think them, you will begin to recognize the nature of your broader non-physical desires. The majority of negative emotions that you feel are not because the subject of your thought is wrong, but instead because you are condemning something that your source does not condemn. Your source is one of love, not one of condemnation. And so, over time, as you come into more alignment with the vibration of source within you, it is our promise that your feelings of sensuality will return. For you have come forth into this physical body wanting to explore and enjoy the delicious nature of your physical beingness. We have never seen a physical human who was in alignment with your source who was repulsed by physical interaction. Repulsion is an indication of disconnection.